American Fairweal will try to end his racing career at Keeneland Racetrack with a flourish in what some have dubbed racing's Grand Slam. The three-year-old will attempt to become the first horse to win the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont Stakes, and the Breeders' Cup Classic created in 1984. After the Classic, American Fairweal will remain in the Bluegrass, where he will stand at stud. He arrived at Keeneland Tuesday from California, where he's been training. This has been an emotional final journey for trainer Bob Baffert, heard here in a video posted by the Lexington Herald Leader.
Just watching him work yesterday was sort of like, just when we talk about it, it hits me when I talk about it. But, you know, he's been terrific, you know, to us, so it's going to be sad.
American Fairweal has raced twice since winning the Triple Crown. He won the Haskell Invitational in New Jersey in July, but finished second in the Traverse Stakes at Saratoga, New York in late August, when he was overtaken near the finish line by Keen Ice. Those two will be part of the nine-horse field in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Keen Ice trainer Dale Roman says his colt is training well and seems to be hitting his psychological stride.
It's more now about just attitude, you know, that he's enjoying what he's doing. He's, you know, like just playing and having fun. He's figured out that this is what he's here to do.
Mike Watchmaker is the national handicapper for the Daily Racing Form. He says American Fairweal's Triple Crown journey and the decision by his owners, the Zayat family, and trainer Bob Baffert to keep racing him have been good for the sport. Watchmaker also believes he has an excellent chance to come back from his Traverse finish and go out a winner.
You know, there were a lot of distractions. His connections were extremely generous, sharing them with the public, many personal appearances after the Triple Crown. And, you know, it was a busy schedule and it might have taken a toll. And since the loss in the Travers, he's gone back to California. He's trained in relative solitude. I think he's going to rebound massively.
More than 40,000 fans are expected at Keeneland to watch American Fairweal's final race and perhaps recapture a bit of the pure joy that erupted when he won the Belmont Stakes and became the first Triple Crown champion since 1978. Mike Watchmaker.
People who didn't even like each other actually hugged each other after the race. I speak from personal experience. I mean, it was an emotional thing.
Frosted is second with 1/8 of a mile to go. American Fairweal's got a two-length lead. Frosted is all out at the 16th pole. And here it is. The 37-year wait is over.
I love the fact that it was never in doubt, and so we could all celebrate the last 1/8 of a mile as he just cruised to the wire.
The Breeders' Cup Classic covers a mile and a quarter and carries $5 million in purse money. It's the last of 13 Breeders' Cup races spread over 2 days at Keeneland. Post time is around 5:30 Eastern on Saturday. I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.